Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is 2 Samuel 16, 5-14. 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 5-14. As King David came to Bahurim, a man came out of the village cursing them. It was Shimei, son of Gera, from the same clan as Saul's family. He threw stones at the king and the king's officers and all the mighty warriors who surrounded him. "Get out of here, you murderer, you scoundrel," he shouted at David. "The Lord is paying you back for all the bloodshed in Saul's clan. You stole his throne, and now the Lord has given it to your son Absalom. At last you will taste some of your own medicine, for you are a murderer. Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king?" Abishai, son of Zeruiah, demanded. "Let me go over and cut off his head." "No," the king said. "Who asked your opinion, you sons of Zeruiah? If the Lord has told him to curse me, who are you to stop him?" Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, "My own son is trying to kill me. Doesn't this relative of Saul have even more reason to do so? Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to do it. And perhaps the Lord will see that I am being wronged and will bless me because of these curses today." So David and his men continued down the road, and Shimei kept pace with them on a nearby hillside, cursing and throwing stones and dead at David. The king and all who were with him grew weary along the way, so they rested when they reached the Jordan River. My theme for reflection is stones, shouts, and the sovereignty of God. Stones, shouts, and the sovereignty of God. If you have ever been stuck in traffic and someone shouted at you from their car window, you may have felt the sting of words that cut far deeper than they should. Now imagine being the king of Israel, already fleeing for your life, only to have someone follow you for miles, cursing you, throwing rocks, and reminding you of your worst failures. That is David's reality in 2 Samuel 16, 5-14, and it is as human as it is holy. The problem here is not just Shimei's curses, but David's vulnerability. David is already in crisis. His own son, Absalom, has turned against him, and the city he once ruled with pride is now behind him. The words of Shimei strike chords that David cannot silence. "Murderer, usurper, worthless man." They echo not just Saul's house, but Uriah's death and all of David's regrets. Sometimes the insults of others sting because they find soil in our own guilty conscience. Abishai, hot with loyalty, wants to end it with one stroke of the sword. But David surprises us all. He refuses to retaliate. "Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to do so. It may be that the Lord will repay me with good for this, for his cursing today." David dares to imagine that even this humiliation might be permitted by God for his good. He entrusts his pain not to revenge, but to divine justice. Here we glimpse something profound. The God who allows us to be wounded also walks with us in the wounding. David bears the shame but keeps moving forward, and God turns that moment of weakness into a stage for restraint, humility, and trust. As Miroslav Volf has written, the practice of non-retaliation is not weakness but participation in God's own way of overcoming evil with good. David refuses to meet curse with curse, violence with violence, because he knows his story belongs to God, not to Shimei. And what does this mean for us? It means that the curses hurled at us, whether shouted from strangers, whispered in workplaces, or remembered from childhood, do not define us. God's word over us is louder. The call is not to deny the sting, but to resist the cycle of retaliation. The church today, in its fractured witness, often reacts like Abishai, ready to swing the sword of self-righteousness. But the way of Christ, foreshadowed in David's restraint, is the way of the cross, absorbing the curse so that grace might have the last word. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you tempted to answer Shimei's curses with Abishai's sword? Number two, how might your restraint, your refusal to retaliate, open space for God to act in ways you cannot yet see? And now our practical exercise. Think of one hurtful word or memory that still clings to you. Write it down on a piece of paper. Then, in prayer, tear it up while saying aloud, "Lord, repay me with good for this cursing. Your word defines me, not theirs." Let that small act remind you that God is the one who vindicates. God of mercy, when the curses of others cling to our hearts, help us remember that your grace speaks a louder word. Teach us the strength of restraint, the wisdom of trust, and the patience to leave vengeance in your hands. Walk with us in the wilderness of insult and bring us safely to the Jordan of your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who bore the curse and gave us blessing. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.